Blog Talk Radio.
MMEO, MMEO, let them know, let them know, let them know. MMEO, MMEO, let them know, let them know, let them know.
What's up? Welcome to the 39th episode of Let Them Know, MMEO.
Let them know.
Yes, sir. I'm here with Mr. H to the same and the Hee.
What it do? What it do, people, man? What's up with it?
Yeah, RJ ain't with us today, and we got A-Star with us, too.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing tonight, people?
All right, all right. So this episode's topic is the importance of relationships.
Right? Well, real quick, I don't mean to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
Also want to reintroduce, because he introduced himself. The main man of the hour, Mr. Ron Stone.
Oh,
man of the hour right there.
Yeah, this is, unfortunately, like what we said on the last podcast, Steve Solo is no longer with us. Rest in peace, Steve Solo.
Rest in paradise, man.
So, you know, I got...
Send me a letter to tell how it is out there.
Peeps out here, you know, they're on the positive level, just like Steve Solo. Mm-hmm. Want to get things going, try to help the community, you know, and letting the community know what's going on, you know. But, yeah, so today's topic is importance of having a relationship. Right, Sugar Shane?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So tell me. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to expand on what you're probably about to ask.
But... Oh, yeah. So I let you pick this topic, you know. So... Let the community know why you chose this topic.
I'll brief it in. So I chose this topic as far as the importance of relationships, you know what I'm saying? And that's a different level as far as relationships with different people in your life. But every relationship is important, no matter how small or how big of a role it is in your life. You know what I mean? So the relationships, whether it be between, you can be a family or a friend or a neighbor, or somebody that you see at the store that you go to all the time, every day, or, you know what I'm saying, your spouse, or, you know what I'm saying, like, whether it be your relationship with the Lord or your business relationships, like, you build different relationships with different people, and they all mean something different to you, but they're all important. You know what I'm saying? Like, you hold a different value of everybody as far as emotionally and personally, but how it affects you emotionally and personally is, you know what I'm saying, it's something to take note of, I believe. You know what I mean? Especially speaking on, you know what I'm saying, these recent events, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, my boy Steve. You feel me? And condolences to his family. But, you know what I'm saying, that right there is an example of a relationship that, for me, myself personally, I know you also too, Ron, but a relationship that was important to me. And I know, you know what I'm saying, like, it hit me hard, but I know I haven't known him as long as a lot of different people. You know what I'm saying? But the impact that he had on me in the short amount of time I knew him, was great. You know what I'm saying? He opened my eyes a lot to a lot of things that I didn't know were possible. Well, I didn't, not that I didn't know were possible, but he kind of confirmed what may have been just a dream or an idea or a thought. And it was like, when I talked to him about stuff, when I talked to him about some of his experiences or just him sharing his ideas for future things, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just rubbed off real positive. He rubbed off, like, just full of, like, aka, like, I feel like when I talk to him, like, nothing's impossible. Like, that's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if we don't know how to get it done, you know what I'm saying? Like, he had the type of energy and spirit to be like, oh, that's a challenge. We're going to find a way to get it done. But that's just, you know what I'm saying? That's an example, just a small example, but a big one as far as, you feel me, just relationships. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just... You know, like we all, like, you know, we talked about recently, the time is important. The time you spend with people is important. The things you remember about people, and then just, you know what I'm saying, being genuine. And I mean, your intentions when you deal with people and what you're trying to get across, whether it be business, whether it be emotional, whether it be, you know what I'm saying, heart-wise, relationship-wise, whether it be just, you know what, good business. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's important to have good relationships. It's important to be it's important to be honest and have good communication. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I just wanted to touch on that, and I just wanted to, you know, share some experiences, you know, see some of your guys' thoughts on whatever like that, and, you know, some different experiences with different relationships, different people.
Yeah. So, with that, with the relationships, I think, you should have good relationships with everyone, starting off with your family, because that's your family. In the long run, even though you argue with them and whatever would happen between y'all still blood, y'all still family, and then you never know. I mean, look at Steve. I didn't know he was going to pass. You always want to keep on good standing with your loved ones, you know, because you don't want no regrets in life, basically.
Definitely. Definitely that.
Because a lot of times when my stepdad passed, there was regret. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. But you shoulda, coulda, woulda when he was on this earth. You know, anybody.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, shit, if something's going wrong, go up to him and be like, hey, you know, we should squash this and then what's wrong?
The flip side coin of that, you know what I'm saying, is because I also want to at least, you know what I'm saying, touch on, like, being honest with yourself and being honest with the type of relationship that you are in or dealing with, you know what I mean? So, like, say if you were in a business relationship with somebody, right?
Yeah.
And then you can't get over emotional. You can't get over emotional. You can't overthink or, like, you can't have certain expectations when a certain situation is this. You know what I'm saying? Or when you're dealing with a friend or like that or a family member, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to be realistic with yourself as far as what that means. You know what I'm saying? As far as, like, hey, you know, some people, you got to love them from a distance. You know what I'm saying? And then sometimes, sometimes you have to check yourself. You feel me? Because you might expect too much from them, or you might expect a certain action from them, and then you might get the judgment or something like that. And you got to realize, hold on, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? Like, first of all, you have to look yourself in the mirror before you judge anything.
Yeah.
And second of all, I mean, I believe it was a quote by Maya Angelou. I believe so. When somebody reveals to you who they are the first time, believe them.
Wow. Never heard that before. I got to check that out. Yeah. Listeners, what was the name again, Sugar Shane?
By Maya Angelou.
Maya Angelou.
Sorry, Maya Angelou.
What's up, Jay Star? Before I lose mind about what I want to say, but he was just saying that thing that you just said, Shane, that's the truth. Because
what's the truth?
As far as what we said, when a person introduced them as a first time, like, say, for instance.
Oh, it's not necessarily introduce them at the first time.
Or you
time.
Can introduce them
when somebody, shows you who they are.
Keep rope. That's the same thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it may not be at that point, but it's really the same thing.
Well, sometimes
it can be three, 4 days. It don't got to be on that exact day.
But listen real quick. That's why it's when somebody shows you who they are. It doesn't have to do anything about when you meet them. You feel me? But when you really see who they are.
Yeah.
Go ahead, continue.
So you said when you first see who they is, you take it, that's how it is, right?
I'm not saying that's how it is, but I'm saying
that's what that person said.
That, like, actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a firm believer. Actions speak louder than words.
So can I say this? If I'm wrong, if I just walk up out that house right now, you know what I'm talking about. You know I don't got to say nothing else. You know what I'm talking about. I'll be wrong to just walk up out that house and go do my own thing. Is that wrong or not wrong?
Listen, no.
Say yes or no.
Don't tell me how to answer the question. If you ask me the question, let me answer the question.
Okay, my bad.
Okay?
I apologize.
So you ask me the question, right? Do I feel like it would be wrong if you know what I'm saying, if you chose to take that route?
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we're not going to get into detail about the situation, but I will say this, right? You can't feel wrong about doing what you have to do for you. If somebody else is trying to... Time out. Let me finish, bro. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Let me finish my thoughts real quick. So basically, you can be, when it comes to, like I said, when somebody shows you who they are, right? And then you can be like, I've I'm going to speak from my experience, is I've had the experience with my, especially my younger life, my young teenage life, my young adult life. I tried to do, like, all my actions were based on trying to please or earn love from or earn respect from somebody else. You feel me? Everything I was doing was with the intentions of what made somebody else feel some type of way, right? And then it took a while. It took for me to get, it took basically for my loyalty and my trust. Don't get me wrong. I'm not perfect. Not to say I made all the right choices like
that. Ain't nobody perfect.
But as far as it took for me to go through certain things to accept certain people for who they were and to stop having false expectations. You know what I'm saying?
Excuse
it. And then because I look at it, I don't run around trying to blame everybody else for wherever my problems are. I try to look at, okay, what position did I put myself in? Look at who I chose to be around and look what trust I chose to give them.
So that would help with the relationship. And that's what the importance is.
It can intervene.
It can
be the same.
Yeah,
thing.
That is important.
To have an individual. Okay, let's define a relationship, right? A relationship is a bond or connection with somebody for a certain reason, right? I don't know if that's, I'm not saying that's dictionary quote. I don't know the dictionary quote of it.
Uh-huh.
But would you sum that up about that, a relationship? Is you're bound with somebody for whatever the reason may be.
Yeah.
Because
you could think about it with a business point of view and a spouse point of view, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife.
Or, hold on, just like this, right? I said there's a store by my house, right? Uh-huh. The after work, I go to every day, right?
Uh-huh.
So, therefore, like, I know the cashiers and the workers there.
So, you have that relation because you see them almost every day. You spend with them and everything.
So we're cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, not saying, like, I can't say that we're family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We don't know all each other's personal business and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But we have a mutual respect for each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we see each other every day and it's like, okay, bam.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it's the same thing with me. I got to have that relationship with my accounts because what I do, I sell alcohol.
Right.
I'm in the alcohol industry. So when I meet my customers, I have that relationship with them. I'm like, hey, what's up, man? Because I see them every day and everything like that. You know, you got to be cool with your customers because they're like family and friends. You see them every day.
Well, you frequently
and you talk business with them. And then who knows? They might want to invest into properties and so forth, you know? They might have some connections that you might have known. Like, oh, man, you want to go to Miami? Shit.
Oh, yeah.
Well, sure, I got an Airbnb up in Miami. You know, you and your family want to go over there?
Yep.
So that's another thing about relationships, you know, as a business point of view also, because you always want to have the relationship with certain people, not everybody, because I've been to some people that were shady and some people that were real and wanted to really help me during my mission, my journey to become successful.
And
you know, you never know who you're gonna run into. That's why you guys, like what you guys say, you know, first impression is everything. You never know who you're gonna meet, and because that person that you meet might take you all the way up.
Or you want to say, you know what I'm saying, like don't get me wrong, you gotta, you know, everything's a situational thing, you know what I'm saying? So like each relationship with each individual is situational between that bond, right?
Yeah.
But as far as even like one thing, like you said, business-wise, you know what I'm saying, because there's even different levels on business-wise,
mm-hmm.
right? Say you work somewhere, but you find another job, or you find another job more suitable for you, or you want to take a chance on something, right?
Yeah.
Like, some people were like, oh, yeah, they want to make a whole, they want to show out and quit. Or, you know what I'm saying? They want to make it inconvenient. Yeah, they want to make it inconvenient for the job. Or like, oh, yeah, I'm going to show up, and they're going to make me do this, and I'm just going to walk out. You know what I'm saying?
I said and then, do that.
Yeah. And then, but then,
I tell people.
Look, and the next thing you know, though, right, what they put all their eggs in one basket, right? They took their eggs out that basket and put them in another basket all in one, right?
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, they dropped that basket. You feel me?
Yeah.
And what they left that job for didn't work out the way they thought it would. Guess what? If you would have kept that relationship good, if you would have ended it okay, if you would have ended it respectably, You know what I'm saying? Hey, put in your 2 weeks notice, or hey, this is going to be my last day, such and such, whatever, like that, right? There's a chance that if it didn't work out where you go, you can still go back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if you burn your bridge, if you, you know what I'm saying, if you acting like a, you know what I'm saying, acting like an anus, then, yeah, no, nobody's going to rock with you.
Okay. Shoot, we're halfway through the show. Do you want to put a little detail to that J-Star before we move to the next topic?
Well, I appreciate that, Ron. We keep real, man. I'm going to go kick back and I'm just going to improvise and just look out and just, you know, just know what the shit that I've really been missing on. But
so in relationships, as we're talking about business-wise, do you think that you, since you're from Bakersfield, California?
Correct. I was raised
I was born in Monterey County. Where are you from, Sugar Shane? Off in the Bay Area. I'm from Dilley City, California. Monterey too? Not Monterey, nowhere close to Monterey. Monterey's like about two, three hours away.
510?
I'm from 650.
650.
But I rock with the whole Bay Area. You feel me? I rock with Stockton, Modesto.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like a lot of places in Northern California, Sacramento. You feel me? I give love to everybody. You feel me? I'm from Daly City, California. But like my second home was San Francisco. You feel me? I spent a lot of my life in Hayward, Oakland, Vallejo. You feel me? Sprinkles in Richmond and different places like that. You feel me? San Leandro.
Yeah.
And one thing about it is, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I come from a place where there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of different type of personalities, a lot of different people that move a certain type of way.
Now you live over here now.
Yeah, and Vegas is another melting pot because in the Bay in Northern California, it's a lot of people that are like, say, like the generations before them come from somewhere else.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? Like even like my wife, you feel me, when she first moved to the Bay Area around when we met, and she was like, she was seeing different things from different races. That she was shocked because from where she's also from Bakersfield, California, where it's mostly just say like it's basically a small category of black, white, Hispanic, or Asian.
Yeah, Hispanic.
But just say Asian. But most of them say Mexican and Chinese.
Very little,
you feel me?
Pacific
but like in the Bay Area, you feel me? It's like I grew up in Little Manila. You feel me?
Yeah,
so I already grew up around like Filipinos, Koreans, Chinese, Japanese, Vietnamese. You feel me? Hawaiians, Samoans, Tongans, Hawaiians.
Okay.
Like, I learned differences of a lot of stuff with them, with the Hispanics. You feel me? I grew up with Nicaraguans. You feel me? Argentinians.
Yeah.
You feel me? Mexicans. You feel me?
So that's a good relationship. Like, you know, you grew up with them. So with relations, the other topic that you wanted to talk about was spouse relationships. Especially with multicultural different nationalities. And then, having a relationship with a spouse. So with that, talking about relationships. So I thought James, I was going through some stuff.
Yeah, and I'm not going to lie, man. Because it's really...
This takes the time and the place for us to have this interview on this.
We're gonna talk about the power. I mean, as far as you from your ethnicity,
I am Filipino.
And your wife is?
She is African American, black.
And so, real quick. Can you share real quick? Can you just briefly share on, say some of the challenges that say at the beginning of your relationship with different stereotypes or different
judgment? There wasn't really because I hung around where I lived is an all black community mostly,
mm-hmm.
And then so I went to school and then so everybody. Not everybody, but people knew me about, you know,
right.
My ethnicity. And then, I hung around with a lot of different cultures, Filipino, Hawaiians and stuff growing up because I was born and half raised in Hawaii, then spent a couple years in 1 year in L.A., then after that, then the rest of my years up in Cali,
mm-hmm.
And then high school and back to
Hawaii, and I went back to Cali. But I just chilling with different nationalities, you know, because I was accepted by different cultures. From Hawaii to Bakersfield is like a whole different thing.
Yeah, because
They didn't say nothing. And then my first baby mom, she's Creole and Black, and then so they didn't say nothing too, because basically they said I blended in with them because they're all light skinned, with almond eyes and shit. You know, how about you, baby?
Well, you know, I'm Black and White myself. You feel me? And then and my wife is Black, you feel me? And then, but I mean, we're bringing context to it too, and even while we're asking this, as far as, because, like, you know what I'm saying, like, me as a Black and White person, you feel me, growing up, you know what I'm saying, like I said, I grew up in a predominantly Asian city.
Yeah.
You feel me? As far as like where I was born at, but two, I grew up with my Black side of the family. You know what I'm saying? Like, I knew my mom, but, like, the rest of my wife's side stays in Washington State.
He's a passport, like, an islander.
That's what most people guess. Most people guess that I'm some type of, you can be Samoan or Tongan or, you can be.
Yeah.
But then they also be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but you're kind of little, though. And it's funny because I tell them, I'll be like, when you tell me stuff, like, I look Hawaiian, I'm like, man, I'm telling you. They wouldn't say that. They'd be like, nah, he's not one of us. He looks sick. Look at him. Look sick. They don't feed them.
That's crazy.
But you know, but instead of, like, so it was interesting as far as growing up, as far as because, you know, like I said, relationships. You know what I'm saying? There's different things as far as, like, at times, like, I mostly relate in to my Black side, you know, like that, right? Yeah. But I don't deny or I don't shy away from the fact that I am half white.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't consider myself a white man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because so I can't go into the white community.
When they see you with different when you had a relationship with a female.
Well, see, and this is the thing right here, right? I'm not going to lie. Being light-skinned, you're half Black, right?
They would accept you.
A lot of different races, stuff like that. Yeah, they're more invited. They'll invite me before most of my people. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes I slide my peoples in there.
Yeah.
And then, like, two, I also make it a mission to show people that I don't go in there trying to be the light-skinned dude that's separate from everybody else.
Yeah.
You feel me? I go in with, like, hey, I'm just like them. I'm just light-skinned.
Yeah.
You feel me? And then, so I'm showing you that we're cool. You feel me? And it's not just a me thing.
Yeah. So, well, another topic about relationships, how about with your spouse? About, you know, you guys talk about, we're going to talk about some deep partnership here, like Creston and the thank yous and the little stuff, because this stuff right here, I did a like survey with different women, mm-hmm. and then so they would say this about how their spouse was like, they would want to see more of, like, the Creston thank you, the little stuff that you do, surprises, and then support. You know,
mm-hmm.
and then the good thing about a relationship is that they say is the friendship, the openness, the pleasure, and the, you know, all that stuff. What do you think about that topic about that relationship with a spouse or your significant other?
My opinion is the foundation of that type of relationship definitely has to start off with friendship. You feel me? It definitely has to start off with friendship. That start off with honesty, and not saying like you got to spill your whole guts and life story, whatever like that. But honesty and communication is everything.
Yeah, you know it is. Saying? You, like, got to be open.
Yeah.
Constructive criticism is the same thing, because if she feels like you were lacking on something, and then you could work shit out, stuff out, you know? It's up to you if you guys want to make it last or not.
Well,
Go ahead.
And on top of that, too, like, because depending on, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a lot of people, I mean, the majority of humanity, or at least, I'm not going to say humanity, my bad. A majority of people in the United States will go through, like, multiple relationships before they find the one. Or, like, the one that they settle down with, whatever like that. Most of the time, let's say about 7 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's the few that are, say, like, you know, that teenage sweethearts. You know what I'm saying? It lasts forever. The the few that meet each other in college, right, and you feel me, and then just build that just magic, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like my 20-year relationship.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, how many other people do you know that have had a 20-year relationship your age?
It's like, do you know anybody, Jay Storm?
Yeah, man, it's like I really only know a handful, you know what I'm saying? I really only know a few people in life that, you know what I'm saying, that have actually like you know what I'm saying, stayed together, things, and actually cared about each other too.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of people that stay together for the situation purpose.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And I ain't gonna lie, I can't knock that either sometimes, but I am a firm believer you gotta find your happiness.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to have a good relationship with yourself. You know what I'm saying? And you got to appreciate yourself, you feel me? And then you have to appreciate other people.
Yeah.
You feel me? You definitely have to, you have to put value in other people. You feel me? Not be no selfish person. And, I mean, like I said, you got to know your self-worth and your standards and what you put up with, what you won't put up with. And, you feel me? And, like, you know what I'm saying? You need to put yourself at a proper grade.
Yeah.
And expect that same from the person that you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, like, don't give nobody else the expectations that you wouldn't do yourself.
Yeah.
Or don't expect anybody to be any more disciplined than you would be.
Yeah.
But even if you are a certain level or disciplined or do certain things, you also can't expect everybody to be on your same mind wave. You know what I'm saying? Everybody thinks differently. So it's like, you feel me? Like I said, the importance of knowing who somebody is, or not just that, but just being able to, like you said earlier, being able to take constructive criticism, you know what I'm saying? Being able to be told something, being able to be open to new ideas, new things from somebody else. You also have to, you know what I'm saying, like, care enough about somebody to, like, instead of criticize them or judge them or put them down, you know what I'm saying? Let me try to help. Let me try to help teach them. Let me try to help get them on a good level. You know what I'm saying? Or let me, not good, on a good level, but let me try to help them as much as I can to do the best they can for themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, relationships is a bond with somebody or a connection with somebody for, I can't, you know what I'm saying, for whatever reason it might be.
Yeah, a bond or connection.
You know, we try to be on as a positivity, and it's like, if you're not building positive bonds, then, you know what I'm saying, if you're not building, then you're tearing down. You know what I'm saying? So if you're not helping somebody build up, don't be a part of tearing them down.
Yeah.
You feel me? Regardless if that's somebody in the business, regardless if that's your wife, your husband, uh-huh, your boyfriend, girlfriend, your sister, brother, cousin, uncle, auntie, you feel me? Just somebody you know. Don't take your bad days out on somebody else.
Yeah.
You're going to try to uplift.
That's cool. All right, y'all. Hey, we're wrapping it up. Thank you for joining us.
Wrap it up
with the Let Them Know MMEO show. With,
you feel me?
Yes, sir.
MMEO, let them know. Like,
and God, we trust, and God, I know I do. All right.
So tune in
every first and third Saturday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. What's up, Shane? You want to say something?
I just want to close it up with just one more shout out to Steve Solo's family and friends. You feel me? Everybody that he was connected to or that he impacted, you feel me, in his life. I just want to give a fat shout out to him. You feel me? And everybody he's touched, you feel me? And you feel me? Much love and condolences to their family. And then, you feel me, I'm passing on to Jay Star, man. You feel me?
Hey, man, just do whatever you can. You do in life. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do or what you can't do. You're your own person. But make sure you stay positive with that. I love y'all in life. The sun will
set on my time.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. Later.
Light touch.
Public service announcement. 24 hours in the day. User or loser. What you gotta do? It's
what you waiting on? What they hating on? Come to get your hard work.